Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Orsino. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Kurt Palfrey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Miller. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, John Miller. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Scourin. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive towards first. Orsino catches it and steps on first to double up Buford. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Berry. Brown reaches second base with a double. John Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Powell strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-1 in the game. Orsino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Orsino scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-1 in the game. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Robinson moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Romano takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to third. Ward moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Aparicio is hit by the pitch. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair bunts towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 4-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Tommy John. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Orsino scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Lary now pitching. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 2 in the game. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 2 in the game. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Orioles. John Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Orsino scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Romano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Romano reaches second base with a double. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Romano moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Orsino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Freese pinch hits for Frank Larry. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-3 in the game. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-3 in the game. Bulfari hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Boog Powell now playing first base. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 3 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Cater moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 3 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cater scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 5-1, Orioles. Stu Miller now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Romano for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-1, Orioles. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Bob Locker. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.